بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders, brothers, and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us alive for so many days now in the month of Ramadan. We were making this dua that we should be alive. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ لَنَا فِي رَجَبَ وَشَعْبَانَ وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. Oh Allah, keep us alive till the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, Allah accepted the dua. We are alive. Let us maximize on this Mubarak month. One is in the forms of different worships, ibadats, prayers, etc., etc. Read extra namaz, salah, fasting, zakat, charities, our tarawih salah, and like that, whatever other good deeds of prayers, supplications, whatever else goes with it. Alhamdulillah, many people are involved in different forms of feeding schemes. They're involved in so many different forms of charities, umrahs, etc. But let us not lose focus of what is the purpose of us fasting. Let us not lose that. Unfortunately, today, Ramadan comes and Ramadan goes, but no difference comes to our life. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to always emphasize this point, constantly, that today we are so extra focused on the nafil, meaning the optional actions in our lives, which is very great, very meritorious, very much rewarding, very great, and we should be focused on these things. But as I said earlier, over extra focused, meaning our emphasis is just on the nafil, meaning the optional acts in our life. And with all due respect, we know the virtue of it, we know the importance of it in our lives. To read tahajjud, very great, very meritorious. We are all encouraged, and there's emphasis in hadith that we should be performing tahajjud salah every day, making dua at that time, etc., etc. Same with dhikr of Allah, same with tilawat of Quran Sharif, same with nafil charities, nafil fast, and whatever else that goes with it. But ask ourselves, all of us, that these are all nafil and optional acts in our life. If we do not practice, ask ourselves this question, that if we do not practice on these nafil and optional actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question us, meaning He will not punish us for not carrying out these nafil acts. But what's much more important, the much more important feature and ingredient and aspect in terms of our piety, taqwa, which the fasting has come for, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, is abstinence from sins. اِتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises Sahaba, اِتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. You want to be the person that committed the most amount of ibadat, most ibadat, best ibadat, and worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to be that? اتق المحارم. Stay away from the haram. Stay away from sins in our life. MashaAllah, so many of us have made hifz of the Quran Sharif. So many of us have studied the different uloom and the knowledge of deen. Those who have, those who haven't. So many categories of us in our communities today. But to what extent? Ask ourselves, to what extent are we abstaining from sins in our life so that we fulfill the main ingredient and the main component and the most important aspect of taqwa, which is farz and compulsory upon all of us? As I said earlier, I'm repeating that we are very much concerned, very much eager to carry out the optional acts. Tahajjud, dua, dhikr, tilawat of Quran Sharif, etc., etc., charities. But abstinence from sins, all form of sins, whether we so-called term it minor or whether we so-called term it major, to Allah, all are same. Minor, major, all are same. As I always give this advice to people, ever did you ever tell a person, I'll give you a small slap, I'll give you a big slap? People do say that, but end of the day, it's still an offense. It's still disrespectful. It's still incorrect to do that. So to Allah, who is our nourisher, cherisher, creator, He's everything to us. How can we then term it? It's only a small sin, not a big sin. So all form of sins. In fact, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam once addressed Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, his beloved wife, Ummahatul Mu'mineen. She was from amongst the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, guaranteed Jannat in this world. His beloved wife, he told her, إِيَّاكِ وَمُحَقَّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ فَإِنَّ لَهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ طَالِبًا. That, O Aisha, be cautious, be careful of those sins that are taken to be small and disdained and taken to be something very minor in your life. Why? فَإِنَّ لَهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ طَالِبًا. That even for these minor sins, even for these minor sins, they will be a person, meaning Allah, obviously it's Allah, it'll be the angels, that there will be some form of demand, some form of questioning about it, accountability about it, minor or major. So if that's going to be for the minor, how much more for the major? So today, mashallah, as I said, we will dress correctly, we will act correctly in terms of our nafil, our optional acts. But so many sins in our lives. Whether it be on social media today, we know what is happening. We are posting so many incorrect, prohibited, haram selfies of ourselves, males and females. More the females than the males. With all due respect, but it is a reality. When it comes to our eyes, what we are doing, when it comes to, as I said, social media, texting, and when it comes to so many different aspects on social media, how much of haram and how much of sin is being perpetrated and committed. On one side, the same person who's committing so much of haram and so much of sins and so much of wrong actions in social media, that person is a very charitable person. That person is dressed the correct way, the sunnah way, the compulsory way. Many times, men would beards, kurtas, and even hats and turbans. And many times, it's the woman in hijab also, in niqab also. But when it comes to social media, they are a different person. I'm not trying to single out these people, but I'm saying many times. When I say many times, I really mean many times. So, as we are doing so many other good deeds in our life, let us give priority to abstinence from sins in our life and all forms of sins. Many sins we don't even take to be sins. Many even sins we don't even consider to be sins. Many sins we don't even know that they are sins. So whether it comes to social media, of posting so many different incorrect things on social media, chatting with the incorrect person, the person we're not supposed to, we know the laws, we know what is right and wrong. Whether it comes to Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, whether it comes to any other platforms of social media. I always say Facebook, you must be, think of how I'm going to face my book. Face my book of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Remember that book of deeds? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. When we will see it, you'll tell Allah that this book, what is wrong? There's no small or major deed that has been left out, whether good or bad. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرٍّ يَرَهُ. With an atom of good, atom of bad, everything's being recorded. So, the book of deeds, we will say, what has happened? This book of deeds has got every small and every big action that I've committed in my life recorded here. So face our book. How we will? Face our book on the day of Qiyamah. Rather than worrying about Facebook, face our book, worry about that. Secondly, Instagram. Instantly add to our grams. Grams is weight. In the olden days, we should say, and even nowadays, but more the olden days, gram. Today, we hardly hear the word gram, we more about kilos and some other forms of weight. So instantly, add to your grams of good deeds and be concerned about your grams of evil deeds. Do the good, abstain from the wrong, but instead of worrying about Instagram, worrying about instantly adding to your weight and your grams of good on your scales and abstaining from the haram and from the evil of those grams and that weight on our scales on the day of Qiyamah. We know how much of wrong and incorrect actions are being perpetrated on Instagram also. Twitter, we can use all these platforms, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook. But let us not make ourselves by tweeting, using this Twitter so much that we then we make ourselves like twits. In colloquial English, we'll say a person is a twit, somebody who is despised, is disdained, a person who people look low at him. Let us not make ourselves like that. Use it, but use it to the benefit of yourself and deen, etc. WhatsApp, all the time, WhatsApp, what is happening? People are sleeping, eating, drinking, and doing everything. Only with social media all the time. So today I'm highlighting this aspect of social media, where we need to take cognizance. We need to wake up. We need to take cognizance of this fact that there are so many sins we are perpetrating on social media. So whether it's social media, whether it's our eyes, zinal aynaini an-nazr, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith in Bukhari that the zina of the eyes is to look lustful glances towards the opposite gender or even the same gender but with evil intentions. Now, that is zina of the eyes. We don't even take this to be a sin. Unfortunately, the eyes are such that people don't even care and don't even consider it to be a sin. They can be dressed the correct way, they can be doing the correct deeds, so much of good, mashallah, in the front line with so many other good actions and institutes and organizations and whatever else it be in their life. But zina of the eyes is not taken to be zina and haram. Same with the ears, listening to ghibat, listening to music and haram. Same with the mouth, speaking of lies, vulgar language. Today, vulgar language and swearing has become like verbal diarrhea for people. Every word, second word, the person is not at ease. The person is not at ease until that person must swear someone, must use vulgar language towards someone. Until then, the person is not at ease. Now, that's become like the verbal diarrhea in so many people's lives today. So, the gist of what I'm saying, from the beginning till now for approximately 14 minutes, that let us focus and be concerned about abstinence from sins in our life. If we do so, then inshallah we are fulfilling the more important ingredient in order for us to attain taqwa in our lives. And that is what Ramadan and that is what fasting has come for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq, hidayat and guidance that we abstain from sins in our life. We ensure that this main ingredient of taqwa is fulfilled in our lives, so that we bring this quality of taqwa, which is farz upon all of us in our lives, and fulfill the purpose of fasting. Remember, by us bringing this taqwa in our lives, we are then becoming the friends of Allah. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. That the friends of Allah are those people that have this taqwa. Ramadan came for us to bring this taqwa in order for us to become the friends of Allah. Today we want to befriend everyone. This must be my friend, that person must be in my circles, I must have this person, that person as my companion, associate, etc., etc. But Allah, we all want to be the awliya and the friends of Allah, the close people to Allah. And how? When this taqwa comes in our lives. So basically what we understand from this is Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent it to us and kept us alive to bring this taqwa. And when we bring this taqwa, we'll then become the friends of Allah, which we all want to be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat, that we fulfill all the requirements of bringing this taqwa in our lives, especially the abstinence of sins. Wa akhra da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.